Welcome back to the programme. We are now going to focus very much for the next 40-odd minutes on the coming weekend. Well, in fact, on the coming summer, shall we say, because next Saturday it all gets underway as regards the 2024 Connacht Senior Football Championship. Galway are in McGovern Park in Ruislip to take on London on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the following day, Mayo, they are in Gaelic Park to take on New York, while Sligo face Leitrim in Avondmoney Park, Sean McDermida. Well, the launch of the Connacht Senior Football Championship got underway during the week, and we've got the interviews to bring you from that right now. We're going to start wearing the maroon jersey for obvious reasons with Galway, and we're going to start with John Concannon. The Galway selector was speaking to Jonathan Higgins.
John, first things first, down in Mayo, it's a long way to ground to talk to a fellow Scan.
Yeah, we could have done this in the local Sheridan's Bar and restaurant in Milltown, Johnny. Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Well, if we had been having a drink over Christmas in another world and you were talking, looking ahead to the league, would you be happy the way things turned out in the end, now that you've probably had time to think about the league campaign that's just gone by?
Look, the biggest thing, Johnny, and we spoke about it ourselves, the biggest thing was survival in Division 1, and obviously getting game time and getting experience into players, which was done. And albeit, you know, the young lads, the Jack McCabe's, Killian O'Curran, Liam O'Keneally's, Patrick Egan's, you know, even Johnny McGrath, Sean Fitz, getting more game time into those lads, it probably wasn't ideal in relation to putting them into the pressure situation of starting most of the games. It would have been a lot better with the more experienced players and integrating them into a system with the likes of Damien, the Chain, the Matties, the Sean Kelly's. But look, that didn't happen, and the lads were phenomenal. Like, it was down to those lads really that we survived in Division 1. They've got experience way more than what we would have thought at the start. But look at it, it's been great, and survival was the name of the game, which we did, thankfully.
Last year, new structure, I think we're all kind of getting our heads around it. The league campaign was a bit, I don't know, peculiar, weird, that we do so much coming and going. Are you having to adjust your plans? You know, we saw how the league went last year. Probably look at yourselves and Mayo flying to the start of the year, and then the seasons wouldn't have ended as you would have liked. That probably had to rejig your plans when you were planning ahead for this year.
Yeah, you do, but look, there's all sorts of obstacles get in your way in relation to obviously injuries and different things. And then if you lose it, like we lost the first game to Mayo, so the next few games were crucial, and you know, there's different obstacles, as I say, get in your way all the time. So you know, you have to reassess where you are, reassess the importance of each game. But as I said, the biggest thing was survival. If we were lucky enough to get to a league final, great, we would have approached that to try and win it as well. But look, we survived. We've 2 weeks left to get ready for London after the last league game, and look, we're happy enough the way things are going. We're getting a few lads back as the weeks go on from injury, and hopefully we'll be ready to go now come the Connacht Championship.
You touched on it there, probably not the circumstances you'd have liked, but defensively I think it's been a good league. You know, the standout players at the back, even the likes of Johnny McGrath and Sean Fitz, have seemed to really, you know, have really fine performances, and defensively been pretty solid all year.
Yeah, defensively we've been great, in fairness, and you spoke of the two lads, like Johnny McGrath, to me, like, he's been the outstanding Marin Macker in the league. I don't think he's been getting enough credit from different media platforms, but he's just been phenomenal. He's marked all the marquee players in each game for us, you know, like Shane McGuigan, Derek Hanavan, he's marked them all, and like, he held Shane McGuigan scoreless from play, which is a phenomenal thing to do at the moment. But just himself and Sean Fitz have been great. Now, like, we've Owen Kelly, we've Dylan McHugh and John Daly, who had to play all the games, you know. Like, they've got loads and loads of experience, and now Sean Kelly's coming back. Hopefully we'll have Killian back in the near future, and hopefully things are progressing very well. Yeah,
even the likes of Sean Fitz, I know Sean Kelly's had to play full back almost by default, maybe shades of Seamus Moynan back in the day in that famous Kerry. You want to first and get him back on the pitch, but I think we all like to see him a little bit deeper, a little bit higher up the pitch and running in from deep, but that gives you an option there now.
Yeah, it definitely gives an option the way Sean Fitz is going, and long may it continue, and hopefully Sean Fitz will be available to play on Saturday week in London. And as you say, that does give options with Sean Kelly. Now, Sean has been injured most of the year, so it'll take time to integrate him back into the team to where we want him to play, but definitely it does give us options, yeah.
You look ahead then, the elephant in the room, injuries. It must have been pulling your hair out trying to make teams, and no doubt you had to change them last minute, players pulling down. The injury lists seem to just keep on going and going. Not that you're making excuses, but it must have been a nightmare to try and navigate around.
That was, even to organise training and get things sorted. Like at one stage we had 21 injuries, which meant like we were down to 7-a-side games of training, like at inter-county level, just that's just not feasible. So it was very, very difficult. It's very difficult to, you know, the weather conditions and the pitch conditions that we have at the moment. There's very few floodlit pitches in Galway, as you know. So it's very difficult to, and there's a lot of teams training on our in Lough George in the training centre. So the pitch is very heavy. Lads are getting injuries. I'm not saying that's the reason, but like there's a number of factors that's happening. But it was very difficult to organise training and to organise priorities and different things.
So you've got over that now. It's almost twofold, isn't it? You want to get the injury players back, but then it's not just getting back from injury, it's trying to get the match fit. Is that going to be a challenge ahead now?
Yeah, it is. It's got the match fit in time when they get back from the injuries is the biggest thing. But look at it, that's all part of the challenge. But look at it, it's great that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully they will see game time. And look at this, there's a minimum of 9 matches left if we have to win the All Ireland. So it's like the reset button is pressed now, and there's 9 matches left, and we're hoping that we'll be involved in all 9 of those matches.
And this all starts with a trip to London. There's always a bit of novelty with that. It's a different set of circumstances for you to navigate as well. Logistics, getting there, but I think the last time we played them, they gave Kevin Walsh's side a bit of a scare. It will be a challenge as well, and you'll have to be at it from the off, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. And look, it's the old cliche, Johnny, whether people like to hear it or not, it's one game at a time. And definitely in this case, I was just talking to John Daly out there, and he made his debut in 2019, I think it was. And God, we were very lucky to come out of there. They only won by 2 or 3 points in the end. But London now, like the last couple of years, they've got a very settled team. They've been very consistent in the results in Division 4. And like even talking to Kevin again outside, he was very surprised at how well drilled they were, how well organised they were when they beat them in the Dome. And Mayo had a good few season campaigners playing that day as well. So we won't be taking London for granted at all.
What's the update then? Maybe will Sean potentially, is he top of that injured list to potentially come back? Or how's the progress of, yeah, you know, everyone's worried about Shane Walsh, Damien Comer, Killian McDade. We saw Liam Silk back, thankfully that was a positive. But that injury list of key players, say, how are they looking?
Well, that's great. Look, as you say, we got Liam Silk back. Sean is top of the ones coming back, so hopefully if he trains this evening and trains Saturday, he should be okay to be available for selection. You know, the Shanes, the Damies, the Matties, the Killians, all of these lads, they're a number of weeks away, so I can't say what matches they'll be available, to be honest. But hopefully as the weeks go by one, they'll be getting back into shape.
Massive boost, because there has to be confidence at the same time in the squad. Those newer players, they were thrown in the deep end, and ultimately they passed the test. That was your tick box, no doubt, stay in Division 1.
Oh, absolutely. And like I mentioned a few lads earlier, and look at even to, like, while we didn't play well at home and we lost all our home games, you know, going away to Tyrone and going away to Monaghan and getting a result away to Roscommon with the number of new debutants on the pitch and inexperience, it was a phenomenal achievement for them. And if we can integrate all the lads that are injured, as you say, back into the group with those lads, yeah, hopefully it's a sign of good things to come.
And ultimately it's the start of two competitions now. We saw last year we were flying it, Connacht Championship won on a good league campaign, but then the next one, part of the competition, which ultimately is the main one, the All-Ireland Series, ended in disappointment. That's going to be a wiggle and, you know, adjustment periods, no doubt, for your side.
Yeah, but look, hopefully the lads, when they get back from injuries, will be fresh. And as you say, it's a brand new competition. This is the most important competition of all, is the Connacht Championship and then the All-Ireland Series. So look, hopefully we'll be flying fit, and hopefully we've got enough injuries as it is, and hopefully they'll be all back fit and ready, raring to go for the Connacht Championship.
Didn't think about getting a witch doctor or anything like that at one stage?
Well, we thought of all sorts of remedies, Johnny, but none of them worked, unfortunately.
Lastly then, it is a big occasion for in London. So many Galway players have been exiled there, and so many, you see them come back and forth for games. We're staying over, meeting up with a few more. It'll be a nice occasion. Like, you won't be able to probably enjoy it till afterwards, but it is something special for the Galway supporters out there.
Oh, it's a brilliant occasion, Johnny. Like, I've been obviously there over the years myself, going to games. But look, from our own selfish point of view as a group, we just can't even think of any of that at the moment. We just have to concentrate on the game on Saturday. As I said earlier, it's the old cliche, take one game at a time, and that's what we'll be doing. hopefully all the fans and supporters will enjoy it and enjoy the weekend. But ultimately, we're there to do a job, and we have to take London as seriously as any other team.
John Concannon speaking to Jonathan Higgins. Jonathan also spoke to John Daly.
John, how's things? League campaign out of the way. Maybe Sunday night when you're having a Diet Coke or something like that. What's the mood in the camp? Happy to get over and survive in Division 1?
Oh, Jonathan, yeah. I suppose you said it there, yeah. At the end of the day, we retained our Division 1 status, which was something that was very important for next year, yeah. So I suppose we can be happy with that side of it. There's obviously plenty of work-ons and plenty of performances which we weren't too happy with over the league. So we'll be looking to fix that now over the next few weeks leading into Championship.
You, I suppose, had to develop into a pure leader over literally wearing the captain's armband or, you know, being the captain for so many games. That was a different challenge. You probably by default, the more established guys probably had to stand up with everyone else being injured and you kids on the block.
Yeah, I suppose the lads we were missing were all lads who would have been some of our more experienced players and some of our leaders over the last few years. So I suppose it was a chance for some of the newer lads to step up, and we definitely had plenty of positives from the league campaign. Definitely a lot of lads improved a lot. Like we've Johnny McGrath there who's flying it all throughout the league. John Maher has been brilliant for us midfield, so it's been great for the some of the less experienced lads to have to handle that responsibility, I suppose, and they're going to improve from that.
Probably bring your own game on as well to have to be leader. I suppose you're lucky you can go home and talk to your dad about leadership. I'll show my age, but he was my first favourite player playing for Galway as well, so you've plenty of good DNA there.
Yeah, I suppose. No, it's great getting a bit of advice here and there from me. He's never going to force any advice to me, but anytime I have any questions or any queries, definitely he's great to have there. A lot of experience obviously playing at a high level. Yeah.
How challenging was the league campaign? I can only imagine, like, you've teams picked, players were dropping out on Thursday before games. Despite how much you might want to, like, get rid of the outside noise, the list of injuries was crazy. It was almost weird in a way, but yet the games are coming thick and fast in what's such a competitive Division 1. It had to be a challenge.
It was, yeah. I suppose the way the games were coming so quick and fast, it was really, I suppose there was a few lads we knew that we wouldn't have for the league campaign, but then we were obviously losing a couple here and there with dead legs and just unfortunate injuries like that, like Rob Finnerty, Paul Conroy, lost a couple of them through dead legs, which is just pure unfortunate, yeah. So it was definitely difficult, but I suppose it gave great chances to lads that, say, wouldn't have got the chances otherwise, and that's something over the last couple of years that we would have talked about is getting more game time into some of our younger players throughout the league. So it's definitely going to stand to us now later in the year.
And I suppose given players, maybe it was by default or you preferred it, and maybe in other reasons where you can bring one or two in with the more experienced guys, they've had to learn the hardware and ultimately passed, because players that are injured, they're not just going to, you know, come off the treatment table and straight out lining in Championship football.
Yeah, definitely, that's a good point. I suppose it's been hard for some of the younger lads to come into a team that is so unsettled, rather than if they were coming into a team that was relatively settled and with most of the main players fit. So they've definitely had to learn the hard way, and playing against the Division 1 teams, against the Dublins, Derrys, Kerrys, Mayos, you're obviously going to have to be on it, or else you're going to find out quick enough, which we did in a couple of games. We wouldn't have been happy with some of our performances, so them young lads will definitely take plenty of learnings from them games, as will we all, yeah.
So I suppose that's one test passed. You've kept all the most important Division 1 football next year. What's the mood in the camp now, looking back? Because it must be strange enough, you're kind of looking in at the treatment table, looking at players, you're almost two split groups, for want of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, but I suppose, like, we still, I suppose every night we go out to train, we're looking to improve. When you're out in the training field, you're not thinking about the lads that are inside on the physio table. All you can do is try and improve, and we still have plenty of lads well able out training and well good enough to be improving every week and being playing for Galway, yeah, for the rest of the Championship.
Because the one thing, like, you were unfortunate with injuries yourself, but you probably had a bit more time now with the split season. There's just no time for to come back. You might have to. So many of the players that played in the league will probably have to start in the Championship here.
Yeah, that's it. Sure, it's straight into it now. We've London obviously Saturday week. Whereas I remember my first year in the Galway panel, we played a club championship game in between the league and the inter-county championship. So I suppose it just shows the change over the past few years that it's straight in from league to championship. Yeah, so definitely looking to get the injured bodies back on the field, but at the same time looking to develop develop the lads that are there. Yeah,
that split season probably makes things even more pressure on you guys. Like, you go along with your club, you go along with your county, you're probably sick of people talking about it, but it seems like there has to be a tiny tweak. I think
I'd say there does, yeah, because at the moment for the club teams who are reaching the latter stages of the championship, the semi-final, final, you're playing into late October, November, and then you're straight into the inter-county season then. Yeah, so there's really isn't, there's no break for a certain few lads every year, for the lads that go late in the Galway Championship, so there definitely, I suppose, hopefully will be a tweak, but I suppose it's who knows what the right way to go about it is.
The one thing we do know, it's London, and I think it was your debut in 19, if I'm right, and that was a bit of a scare that day.
It was, yeah, that was my championship debut, yeah, and that was a big scare. Yeah, that game could have gone either way. They really ran us close. I think we won by 3 or 4 in the end maybe, but it definitely came down to the last 5-10 minutes. Yeah, so we know now Saturday week, London have improved a lot now over the last year, and we'll really need to get a good performance, better performance than we've been getting so far in the league to come away with the result we want. Yeah,
championship football around the corner. It's hard to feel like, it seems only like last year we're starting championship football and that came off to the All Ireland. I won't ask you about the free, don't worry. you were fouled. Yeah. Moving swiftly onwards before Pádraig and the lads get me in trouble. But you came into last year's championship full of hope, full of optimism. It's a different type of scenario right now, is it? It feels like maybe you have to kind of steady the hedges and go at a slightly different pace, perhaps.
Yeah, I suppose. But our ambitions as a group are still the same. I suppose we're looking to win to win every game we play, and we feel we're well capable of doing that on our day. It's just a matter of building that consistency within the group, which is something we haven't done so far this year. But I suppose we feel that if we can get that performance to at a consistent level, we know we're capable of beating anyone. Yeah,
that first half in Kerry, all look, lost the game ultimately, but you know, it was the most important thing, the previous result went. But I thought we were maybe for the first time in the league starting to get flowing from an attacking perspective.
Yeah, I suppose the first 20 minutes we would have felt, yeah, we would have been happy enough with, we were in control. We went 5-2 up, I think, after 20 minutes, and we were in full control. But then after that, just a couple of things went against us, and we got caught for a couple of soft scores then leading up to half time. But there's definitely plenty of positives that can be taken from the likes of that 20 minutes against Kerry. And there's been patches in other games too, where we've shown that we can be can reach the levels we want to. But I suppose it's a matter of getting that consistently. Yeah,
because it feels like from the outside looking in, despite all the injuries, defensively quite solid. Very, you know, obviously yourself leaning at the back, but Johnny McGrath, Sean Fitz in particular seem to really take their chances this year in the league. You've been solid. It's just the next step, isn't it, trying to add a few more scores on the other end of the pitch. And the way the game is, that's a very kind of dynamic chess game.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose one leads into the other. I suppose that you'll find if you're well set defensively, you can concentrate more on the tackle and you'll be able to get a few scores. But I just find that one leads into the other. When you're working well with one, the other will follow. Yeah. So as you said, Johnny McGrath and Sean Fitzgerald have been brilliant for us this year in that full back line. Yeah. So definitely plenty of positives. Yeah.
Championship around the corner. Excitement, no doubt.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, and it'll be pretty much every second week now from here on in. Yeah. So it's really exciting. Yeah. Obviously the weather now hasn't been mighty the last few weeks. So hopefully that clears up a bit, and plenty of really, really competitive games to look forward to.
Yeah, certainly we'll hope it's a long summer. Hopefully the pitch will get drier, the ball will be hopping a bit more, and you know, looking forward to potentially playing Croke Park, etc., and everything that comes with that.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose we after the league final last year, we didn't get back to Croke Park after that, which is something we were obviously very disappointed at. So that's somewhere where we'll be looking to play later on the summer, definitely.
I can't let you go without asking that point, and Kerry, a few more in the locker for the championship note.
Oh, hopefully. Yeah, it's definitely, it's something I suppose every halfback in the country is looking to bring to their game, the way the game has gone. You need to be chipping in with a score or two a game from your halfback line, full back line, which is something I'll be looking to add to my game over the next few weeks. Yeah,
all eyes now on London.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Over in Rice, it's a lovely pitch, it'll be a great atmosphere, there's plenty of Galway supporters heading over. Yeah, so really looking forward to it.
That's John Daly speaking to Jonathan Higgins, who also got the opinions of Fintan Eastwood of London ahead of their meeting with Galway on Saturday.
Just looking ahead into the game itself, that victory you had here in the FBD League against Mayo, like first victory over Mayo for London, that's going to give you guys a huge, huge confidence, no doubt.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like we played in the FBD, we played Mayo and Roscommon, and even the second day, Roscommon pulled away from us in the end of the game, but I think we were well in that game sort of midway through the second half, so that'll definitely give us confidence going into this game. Obviously different ball game with it being championship, but you know, we can look back on those two games and take a bit of pride in how we performed on those days.
And there seems to be a real kind of growth in the club the last while. You'll be full of confidence with Galway coming to town. It's a huge occasion for everyone in the club, no doubt.
Yeah, massive occasion. You know, a team like Galway coming over to Ruislip doesn't happen too often, so there'll be a big crowd out in Ruislip that day, and like for us, it'll just be about getting a good enough performance in and trying to set ourselves up nicely for championship, whether that will be another game in the Connacht Championship or games in the Tulchin Cup.
We were speaking to John Daly there earlier on from Galway. He made his debut in that game in 2019, and mm-hmm. by all accounts to give Galway a scare. So it is something that you are capable of. There is a scalp coming.
Yeah. We'll see how it pans out. Like Ruislip's not an easy place to go if you look at some of the results over the years, so we'll try and make it as tough as possible for them coming over here, and we'll see where that takes us.
Now we're going to move on to the second group of interviews from the Connacht Senior Football Championship launch held during the week in Bacon. We've heard from the Galway camp, from John Daly and John Kincannon. We also heard from Fintan Eastwood of London. Let's hear from Mayo. They're heading to New York. Kevin McStay is first up. He spoke to Kevin Dwyer.
Kevin McStay, topsy-turvy league it was indeed for a lot of the teams.
Well, I'll only speak for myself, Kevin, and the Mayo team, and we wouldn't see it as topsy-turvy from our position. We ended up with 8 points. Our status in the division was secured with 2 games to spare, which would have been very much one of our objectives in the league. So definitely ticked it from that perspective. And then all the other peripheral objectives you have are in terms of building out the squad, in terms of getting injured lads back on the pitch. That has worked very well for us. So the league has been very good to us. The 2024 league, we've used it for different issues. Got a good look at the players. Got a good look at different tactics that we might be thinking about for the summer. And in an overall sense, the league has been a kind league to me. We've really enjoyed it and had some great matches. None more so than the opening one against Galway. In terms of
the league spectacle, yeah.
It's a great rivalry, and we went up and gave it our best shot, and it worked out for us this time. But we have a great sense of that rivalry, that it's toss of a coin.
Yeah, and now your focus, of course, is on the next game, which is the trip to New York.
And it's always our focus, Kevin. Like it can't be anything else but the next game. And I know that's a cliche, and you know people want to look beyond it, but that's disrespectful to opponents. It's disrespectful to us ourselves, in that our total focus is New York. So people talk about the trip to New York and the New York gig or whatever. This is the kind of quarterfinal we're getting ready for in the championship. And I'm around long enough. I said it to an earlier commentator that in my time since 1994, all the 5 Connacht counties have won the Connacht championship. And last year you saw what New York did to Leitrim. So the idea that we're preparing in any sort of an ad hoc way would be absolutely crazy. This is championship, it's full on. We put our best foot forward and we see where it gets us.
It's a great occasion though for the supporters going over.
It is, and it's sold out after 20 minutes, the tickets online, so that's going to be a bit of fun, seeing who can get to the venue. I've been over there once before, and the buzz around the place is fantastic, and I think when it's a Mayo visit as well, Mayo has a huge connection with Gaelic Park, so we're really looking forward to meeting everybody, both from home and abroad, and we'll get to see them Sunday evening, I'm sure, after the game. But again, our focus
focus is totally and utterly preparing really diligently while in New York, and obviously while we're at home as well, but particularly while we're in New York, our concentration is on that match on the Sunday.
Yeah, because a lot of people would figure, you know, that in Connacht you're talking about Mayo, Galway, Roscommon, and they would be believing that the rest are kind of pushovers.
Well, again, I'm silly talk, whoever's making that talk, but I'm only going to talk from my perspective about our Mayo team, which, you know, we think is in a very strong position now to mount a challenge into the championship. You know, just look at, you know, how strong Connacht is. You know, Sligo are really, really moving well. Look what Leitrim did last weekend. They have a league in front of them. So just very quick, just a quick scan of what's going on in Connacht, you know it's building very, very nice. It's going to be a hugely competitive championship. I've no doubt about that. It's going to be a tight championship. But we keep coming back to, well, what can we do? And our focus is New York, and we get out of that and home. Well, we'll refocus on what's ahead of us and what that reality looks like.
The words of Kevin McStay. Let's stay with Mayo and hear from Dermot O'Connor.
Dermot O'Connor, the league campaign is behind. From a Mayo point of view, you retain status and, you know, you're quite comfortable and had some good victories. So you must be quite satisfied with the way it went.
We are, yeah. Still a lot of areas to improve on. But as you said, still in Division 1, which is always good. We showed in spells, I think, what we can do. But just improve now on the consistency and stuff. But yeah, no, on a personal level, just a bit disappointing or frustrating not to play more of the league or be involved, just a bit of an injury picked up. So yeah, I'm just looking to try and working and clearing that up and getting back on the pitch.
And of course, getting back on the pitch, looking forward to that trip to New York.
Yeah, it's great. It's only around the corner now. It doesn't be long coming around. Yeah, it's a great experience playing over there. I'd be lying if I said it's the same as any other championship game. It's not. But at the end of the day, it is still a kind of quarter final, so you have to prepare for it the same as any other game.
There's a particular buzz, though, isn't there, in going to Gaelic Park? It's a kind of a special place. It's most unusual.
It is, yeah. I'm very lucky. This will be my third time going over now, so it's a great experience. And seeing all the Mayo supporters over there in one of the biggest cities in the world, it is great.
And it's a great occasion for all the people that had to emigrate over to New York, you know, and they really feel that they're back at home again when they're playing or involved with a Mayo team in the Gaelic grounds playing against New York.
Absolutely, and I have some friends over there myself, so I'm looking forward to after the game meeting up with them and meeting all the Mayo supporters out there. But yeah, we just have to remain focused on the task at hand between now and then.
Yeah, after the game is great fun, but the game itself, now that's a different kettle of fish. They had a big win last year, so they'll be a little bit more confident about their approach this year.
Yeah, definitely. They've seen some great players. They had some great players in the team last year as well. So yeah, it's a bit of the, you don't know what to expect or who'll be playing with them as well, but I'm sure our management have our homework done. But for us as players, we just have to remain focused on our own prep and getting our own things right.
And from the point of view of the Connacht championship itself, a lot of people, like are saying, oh, Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, but you can't be thinking like that going over to New York.
Absolutely not. No, like, if you are serious about continuous improvement and being the best you can be, you're prep and focus should be the same for every single game. If you're finding extra motivation for certain games, yeah, you should be asking yourself questions. So yeah, no, we're always trying to just look at ourselves and see where we can improve, and individually then where I can improve and help the team.
Right, let's go to the camps in Roscommon and Sligo ahead of the Connacht Football Championship. And we'll start with Conor Hosey.
Conor, we're getting ready for the Connacht Championship, but obviously the league Division 1 would be foremost in your minds, I'd say, following, you know, the relegation that Roscommon suffered. It was a hard blow. You fought the bitter end, really.
Yeah, it was a tough league campaign. I suppose only since last Sunday it finished up, and after 50 minutes in the Derry game, there was an opportunity there for us to kind of go on and push on and maybe retain our status. But unfortunately, Derry really pushed on and they showed why they're a top tier team, and it's something that we're going to have to learn from and improve a lot if we want to kind of be competitive in this championship that's coming up.
Yeah, you weren't just the best hand though in the league.
I think, look, to be honest, as a player, we don't really think in that way. In terms, we just think that we know ourselves, that our performances weren't up to scratch, regardless of the players who are available. We know we probably should always be a competitive team. You know, we're a proud county and we wouldn't be overly happy with
the way we played in the league. So it's important that we kind of try not to think of the excuses and more think about how we can improve coming into the weeks ahead.
So it's putting that to bed is the thing now.
Yeah, massively, you can't dwell on it too much. Look, I think 1 year we got relegated was 2019, and we ended up having a decent championship that year. So it doesn't always work out the way you might think either, but it's important that we don't dwell on it too much and we try to look ahead as opposed to looking back. But as you said, it is disappointing, but we'll have to be playing Division 2 football next year, and that's just it. So
yeah, and it's a strange kind of title for you from the point of view that Galway face London and New York and Mayo, but you have to wait and see what's the outcome.
Yeah, we do, and look, the 4 week break is welcomed, I think, to be honest, because we've had a few players now who've played a lot of league football, played a lot of games, a lot of minutes, and it's important that those players get a bit of rest, and it's important the players who didn't play as much get back up to speed, and with a few injuries and a few players to come back too. So it's really important that we use that 4 weeks to really be competitive in the game against the winners of Mayo and New York.
Yeah, no, the point, I was talking to Kevin McStay earlier, and he was saying that, you know, any of the five teams in Connacht, you know, have won a Connacht title recently and are competitive.
Yeah, that's for sure. Look, it's a really, really good Connacht Championship. It's a really good provincial championship, and it's something that we're always aiming for. Look, I only have one medal myself, and I'd wish I had more medals than that. So it really is competitive. You have to be on the ball in order to win it.
And from the point of view of the effort that you have to put in, it's a huge effort.
It's a massive effort, yeah, and you have to really back it up, I suppose, too. So last year we had a great day in Castlebar, and unfortunately we weren't able to back it up, and that was just the way it was, and we didn't come away that year with any silverware. So it just shows you have to be able to have repeated efforts the whole time in order to win the title.
And from the point of view of the team itself, will you be looking at a full strength side come the championship?
I'm hoping so. So 4 weeks is a long time, and it gives you a lot of time to get players back from injury and whatnot. So without a doubt, we're all working very, very hard. There could be a few players who might be a little bit tight for 4 weeks time, but we'll just have to see how it goes. And I suppose regardless of how 4 weeks goes, there is going to be games further on down the year too, which are important too. So it's about kind of being smart, I suppose, in decision, and not trying to maybe come play too early too, you know what I mean. So we'll have to take it game by game and see how it goes.
Yeah, there's a lot of management involved in it.
Big time, yeah, massively. And the S&C side is so sophisticated now in the medical science and all that, so you have to listen to what they're saying and I suppose sit out the odd game if you're unable to play. But we'll hopefully be everyone looking forward to playing in the Hyde on the 21st of April.
And your ambition for this particular championship?
I suppose it's a bit of a cliche, but we haven't really thought about maybe one outcome as what would be success. We need to improve our performances, and generally speaking, as a player, when the game finishes, you know if your team have performed or not, and that's what we're hoping we can say when we perform. You know, if we play Mayo or New York in the 21st of April, and if we perform, I know we'll be very, very close to winning the game or thereabouts, and that's really our focus now at the minute, just to improve performances, and that's every facet of the game, attacking and defending.
That's the Roscommon player Conor Hosey. Let's hear from Sligo's Keelan Cawley.
Keelan, I suppose we're here at a launch. There's always a bit of excitement, but probably excitement on the training camp as well. Looking forward to the championship about to start.
Yeah, looking forward to it now. It's going to be on us very quick. Like, it's already Wednesday, so you've only had a week and a couple of days, and then you're straight into it. So, quick turnaround. But look, we're really looking forward to it, to getting out and getting the summer started.
So much talk about the league and teams going for it and teams using it on different angles and different viewpoints. Your own league campaign, you know, we kept in the division. Happy with that, or kind of a mixed bag? What's the general consensus there?
Probably a bit of a mixed bag. I think the way we performed throughout the league, I think was to a decent level. Like, we were probably happy enough that we were probably safe after three or four games, but probably not so happy that we didn't get into that promotion race coming into the last two games. So a kind of a mixed bag, but look, we'll take the learnings from the league and try and put it to use going forward into the championship.
And speaking of promotion, Leitrim, who'll be playing, they're going to be full of beans going to Croke Park. Got a promotion, pretty much, you say, in a level playing field now in the football standings.
Yeah, very much so. They're kind of in the position we were last year leading into the championship. As I said, hopefully they get over the line and bring back a bit of silverware to Leitrim. Our own club man is involved there, so we'll be wishing him the best of luck this weekend, but maybe not so much next weekend. So, but yeah, look, they're in a good space. Obviously, we have a bit of homework to do on them this week now leading into the championship, but yeah, it'll be down to the wire when it does come to game time. There's never really much between the two of us. I think it's been a point the last two times. I think even one of them went to penalty. So, yeah, we'll be looking forward to another good crowd in Park Sean and another right go battle.
Yeah, of course, they're going to delay the getting the pitch getting laid. They want the big crowd there. You'll bring a big crowd as well. It's really what championship is all about, that kind of local derby, local rivalry. You talked about your club mate being involved in as well. It has a bit of everything there, really.
Yeah, that's it. And look, I think the way the games have gone the last few years, they've probably been very entertaining for the spectator, probably not so much for the lads on the pitch. But yeah, look, that's what summer football is all about, and championships is all about, is that rivalry there and the competitive nature between two counties that probably know each other very well. So look, we're really looking forward to it, and just can't wait for the week to get round and get going at it.
You won't, it's a bit, I suppose every football player will say next game, but there is a huge, we're biased, we're from Galway, we're looking on, if we can get over London, it's the two teams will meet then as well. Is that something that's in your horizon? You got to the Connacht final last year. Is that an ambition again, or have you kind of targets set out?
Well, I suppose the ambition is to make a Connacht final again. But look, there's obviously two major tests, one in Leitrim and then one either in London or Galway. But I think Connacht is a funny sort of province where on a given day anyone could beat anyone. So yeah, that'll be our target for this year. But it's going to be one game at a time. I think that's the way we've approached, especially the league this year, and it's going to be the same going into the championship. We'll be taking no one for granted, and be a lot of homework done and due diligence, as they say. So we'll not be taking anyone for granted.
I suppose the one thing you have is real momentum in Sligo in football and circles. Thinking back to Tuam Stadium last year, you got that late win in the under-20 game, all the underage success as well. That has to give a big bounce to you all.
Yeah, it's great to get that success, and it's great to have them lads now feeding into the senior squad and putting a lot of lads under pressure, for want of a better word. But yeah, look, they're bringing a different dynamic to the squad, and they're bringing learnings for like myself and a few older lads that have been there a while. And I think it's good that there's that new blood coming through, and they've that hunger to succeed again. I think it's manifesting itself in to the whole squad, and hopefully we can do something similar ourselves in the year coming forward.
Yep, there you have it. The thoughts of from Galway, from Roscommon, Mayo and Sligo and London ahead of the start of the Connacht Championship, which gets underway on Saturday afternoon when Galway take on London in McGovern Park in Ruislip at 3 o'clock, and then the following day Mayo in New York to take on the home team in Gaelic Park at 8 o'clock Irish time. And before that, at 3 o'clock, Sligo and Leitrim will meet in Avant Money Park. Sean McDermott, that game throwing in at 3:00.